We come now to a time of witness. And yesterday, I was talking with Polly, and I said, well, you know, we don't have anyone to give a witness for this Sunday, but that's okay. We'll go with the flow. But then something happened. And it happened to Polly. And she's supposed to give this witness today. But please know, she had very little time to prepare. But it doesn't matter. Because what happened yesterday is something she can very easily share from her heart.
Today our scripture is the disciples asked the Lord, teach us how to pray. And there's a part in the Lord's Prayer, it says, give us this day our daily bread. It's one of my favorite parts. Yesterday was a kind of gloomy day, rainy. I was feeling a little low, and maybe melancholy is a better word, just kind of out of sorts. You know how that feels, rainy and cold. Didn't know quite what to do, and I told William, he took the dog for a walk and went to exercise, and one thing that I thought about is, wow, I just feel like cooking today. Now, cooking I associate with my mom, who we lost about a little over a year ago. And when I cook, I feel so close to her because that's a gift that she gave my sister and I to learn how to cook. That's the only thing I could think of that might make me feel a little bit better. So I made some marinade and felt a little bit better, but still had that burden on my heart. William said, maybe if you take a nap, you'll feel better. So I laid down and he said, I'm going to go get the mail. And he said, hey, look, you got a package. And my sister had told me she was going to send me something. But I didn't know it was going to be the gift that I needed yesterday. So William opened the package. It was a beautifully wrapped package with a big yellow bow. And I said, oh, maybe this is just some little memento. But it was a gift I needed yesterday. My sister wrote me the most beautiful note and gave me a gift of love. It's called A Love of Cooking, Recipes from the Kitchen of Nancy Cooper. She went through all my mom's recipes and picked out some of our favorites, written on scraps of paper. She said they're like the old parchment. Some of them have notes on them, notes of love. But you know the most beautiful thing is? She made it for me. It's dedicated to me. It's a term my mom called me, Polly Doll. So this is the first book that's ever been dedicated to me. But she wrote the most beautiful letter in here. And she said, really, I just made this for you. But what's happened is that my mom, what I've realized is this was her love to share cooking with people, to share it with my sister and I, for us to give love to other people. It's how we gathered in the kitchen. It's how my mom taught us. My sister has the cutest part in here. She said, we asked my mom for an easy bake oven, and my mom says, you don't need an easy bake oven. Come in the kitchen, and let's start cooking. You don't need a cardboard box and a light bulb. You need the real thing. So that's how my mom, how we grew to just have conversation and grow in love. What my dad told me is he ordered 15 of these books. There's recipes from many people, and she said my dad kept saying, put this recipe in. She said, Dad, this book isn't for you, it's for Polly. So there's recipes that I gave my mom, the ones that friends gave her. But, you know, my prayer is give us this day our daily bread. This is what I needed yesterday. And God is a God of amazing surprises. And I told William, I said, I haven't cried for a long time. And so he held me while I cried for probably about 10 minutes. But it made me feel closer to her. And I wanted to... My sister said all of my mom's friends want extra copies of it. I wanted to read a part of the note that my sister wrote. It says... I hope this brings back great memories of the great times around our table as kids. And I just know that the love that my sister has for my mom and for me was shown through this gift. And it's amazing how when we pray for what we need, that God brings it to us. I want to encourage you today that people know your hearts, but God knows them best. And I'm just praying that God gives you that daily bread. I have to tell you, after I opened that and cried for a long time, I felt better. It was a labor of love. And that love that my mom placed in my sister and I, and that love that my sister gave back to me through those wonderful memories. So my witness today is, I was just thinking about, William asked me about a scripture, and there's a scripture I love. It says, with prayer and petition, with thanksgiving in your hearts, make your requests known to the Lord, and the peace of Christ that transcends all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. No matter where you are today, no matter what the cries of your heart are, how they look to other people, let them know, let God know what you need. And maybe you too will get that daily bread in a way that just heals your heart and heals those places. And thank you for letting me share today.